It's time for our first regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices roundup of 2022 here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
Hi, Toby. Happy New Year. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not so bad. Thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to help with mental health training for staff here at the RNIB, an opportunity to share experiences of the sight loss pathway, and an opportunity to redevelop the RNIB website. And we're going to start with that training for staff here at the RNIB around mental health.
Yes, so we've been carrying out some research, and from this we know that mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety are even more common in people who have sight loss. And we know that mental health conditions can make living with a vision impairment more difficult too. But with the right support, people can feel better. However, these mental health conditions are not always easy to recognise, and so people do miss out on getting this support. At RNIB, our staff spend time and build relationships with blind and partially sighted people, and they are well placed to help identify whether they might be experiencing depression or anxiety. Recognising symptoms can be tricky, so RNIB and other sight loss charities are proposing to introduce a widely used questionnaire which will help staff to identify and start conversations with visually impaired and blind people about mental health conditions. We appreciate that talking about depression and anxiety may be difficult for some people, and it's equally as difficult for our staff at RNIB to have these conversations too. So to help make these a little bit easier for everyone involved, RNIB is developing an online training programme for our staff to help them to feel more confident in having these discussions with blind and partially sighted people. We are also working with representatives from other sight loss charities as well as staff at Cardiff University to develop our new training programme.
Charlotte, so how can people get involved and help?
Yes, so we definitely need your help with this training, and we are looking to recruit 10 blind and partially sighted people, and you will take part in a discussion group to work with us to help develop this mental health training for our staff. We need your help to make sure our training programme adequately prepare staff to talk to other people with a vision impairment about the impact of sight loss on their mental health and whether they might be experiencing depression or anxiety. We want our staff to be able to refer people to the right place for support. We will not be asking you about your own personal experiences of experiencing poor mental health, but for your opinions about how RNIB frontline staff can have helpful conversations with blind and partially sighted people about their mental health. We need you to advise us on how we should approach this topic and what should be included in our training programme.
If people are interested, Charlotte, how can they sign up?
Yes, so the discussion group will take place on Wednesday, the 2nd of February, 2 till 4pm. And it will include a short comfort break. So if you are interested and you can make this date and time, then please do register before the 20th of January by completing our online form, which you can find on our website, www.rnib.org.uk/opportunities. Alternatively, you can call and leave a voicemail message for Harminder on 01733 972 447. That's 01733 972 447. Please do leave your name and contact details so that Harminder can get back in touch with you.
Now for blind and partially sighted people to share their experiences of the sight loss pathway.
Yes, so the Vision and Eye Research Institute at Anglia Ruskin University are looking to set up in-depth interviews and focus groups with blind and partially sighted people about their experiences of the sight loss pathway. This could be good or bad experiences of eye hospitals, clinics, GPs and rehabilitation services. If you would like to share your experiences with Anglia Ruskin or to find out more, you can email mike.trott, that's T-R-O-T-T, at aru.ac.uk. So that's mike.trott info@aru.ac.uk.
Finally, Charlotte, people have an opportunity to help redevelop the RNIB website.
Yes, this is a big opportunity. And as you know, RNIB's website is the main channel for information and access to services and advice and issues by blind and partially sighted people, families, members of the public and professionals. So it's important that we understand the experiences that people have when using our website. This will also be an opportunity to share your ideas about how we can do things better at RNIB. We would like to invite you to participate in some user research and testing that will take place over the course of this year, 2022, so that we can better understand how you interact with RNIB. Each session should last no longer than a couple of hours, and they will take place virtually on Microsoft Teams. We will also be partnering with an external agency to carry out this research, and the information that you share with us will be used to progress this work into the next phase of its development. So if you're interested in helping us to improve RNIB's website, then please do complete our online form with your details before the 30th of January. Head to www.rnib.org.uk/opportunities, and here you'll find the details about this opportunity and how to register.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Yes, so to find out the details about all the opportunities we've discussed today, you can search www.rnib.org.uk/opportunities. This is a page on our Connect Voices website where we update regularly with the latest opportunities, including the ones on the radio. And if you would like more information for any items that we've discussed today where there isn't a contact phone number, then please do get in touch with the involvement team through RNIB's helpline. Call the helpline on 03031239999 and ask to be put in touch with a member of the involvement team. And please do join our Connect Voices Facebook group. It's a group for blind and partially sighted people from all over the UK who are particularly interested in taking part in work and research opportunities here at the RNIB, but also for other organisations, charities and university students looking to improve services and products for people with a vision impairment. So yes, just search Facebook for Connect Voices and click join.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.